Thrasher inbounds it to Daniels. Gets it to Kendall Smith inside. He puts up a shot, no good. Stoneburner with the rebound. And tries to get it out to half court for Orr. He can't get a handle on it, and he's called for the out of bounds. 2-0 the lead for North Shelby here as Stocks inbounds to Walters. Back to Stocks. To Walters up top. Two Stocks in the corner. His three won't go. And tipped out of bounds on the rebound by Walters, and back to North Shelby. 6:19 left in the first quarter. 2-0 the lead for the Raiders. Thrasher will bring it across half court. Gives it to Daniel. Into the corner for Orr. And stolen away by Trevor Stocks, but he steps out of bounds, so the ball goes back to the Raiders. Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher at the elbow. He'll dribble it back out. Now inside to Kendall Smith. Finds a cutting John Stoneburner, but tipped away from him, and Matthew Matheny gets the ball for Novinger. Up ahead to Stocks, to left side for Jonathan Novinger. Gets it back to Stocks, into the corner for Walters. One dribble drive, and he puts it up off the glass and in. Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher. He gets it across the timeline. Now to Stoneburner, right side. Finds Smith. And he tries to get a pass inside to Orr. Is fouled from behind by Novinger. Second foul on him. Second team foul on the Wildcats. Thrasher gets a long inbounds pass to Stoneburner. Stoneburner, another three attempt from the top of the key. This one bounces out as well. And Stocks at the rebound. Stocks dribbles up the right side. Now cutting into the lane. Tries to get a cross-court pass to Novinger. And he's called for the travel in the lane. Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher. Thrasher to Stoneburner, left wing. He'll dribble it back out top. And it's poked away by Stocks. He controls it and pulls it back out on the other end to Walters in the corner. Walter, another drive to the basket. This time puts it up with the left hand, and it goes in. Orr to Stoneburner to Thrasher now. He'll dribble it up against the pressure. Tries to get it across to Daniel, picked away by Walters of Novinger. He drives the baseline and runs into a brick wall of Kendall Smith. But Smith picks up the block on the baseline. First foul on Smith, first team foul on North Shelby. And Walters gets the inbound pass in the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot, can't get it off. But he's going to be fouled. Foul's going to go against Alex Thrasher, his first, and North Shelby's team second. Walters hits the first free throw. Second free throw bounced off the front of rim. Orr controls the rebound. To Daniels, up ahead to Thrasher. Thrasher takes it in. Shot off the glass, no good. Matheny looked like he had the rebound, but Orr comes away with it and then immediately throws it away out of bounds. North Shelby having all kinds of problems hanging on the ball, and the ball goes back to the Wildcats. Stocks dribbles it up. He'll drive all the way to the right baseline. Gets it back out to Walters up top. To Stocks in the right corner. He tries to find Morlock inside, but Morlock is called for the 3-second violation. So it'll go back to the Raiders. Stoneburner inbounds it to Thrasher. He'll bring it up now past the left side for Daniel. Ball almost picked away by a Novinger player. And Kendall Smith, strong with the ball, grabs a hold of it and is fouled by Seth Walters. Walters first and Novinger's team fourth foul. Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher. Thrasher dribbles into the lane. High shot, won't rattle in. Orr gets the rebound and puts it up, hits the bottom of the backboard, but he's fouled and will go to the free throw line for two. foul goes against, it's going to be Matheny of Novinger, his first, and Novinger's team fourth, as Orr hits the first. 5-3, the Novinger lead, 3:52 left to go in the first quarter. And the second one bounces out, but John Stonebrenner with the rebound puts up the spinning layup, and it falls in. Stocks pushes up the court for Novinger, drives in the lane, 6-foot jumper won't go, and Orr comes down with the contested rebound, and Walters is immediately called with a reach-in for Novinger. Second foul on Walters, 15th foul on Novinger. Thrasher will dribble it up for the Raiders. Gets it left side to Daniel. Into the corner for Orr. Gets it back out to Thrasher. Now to John Stonebrenner. He drives, hands it off to Daniel. Three-pointer on the way, and he puts it in from the right wing. Novinger dribbles up the left side to Walters. Back out to Stocks. He'll try his own three, and he hits it from almost exactly the same spot on the other end. We're all tied up at 8. Thrasher to Stonebrenner left or right side into Kendall Smith at the post. Now back out to Thrasher. He'll take a shot from the elbow. Can't get it to go, and Novinger comes away with a rebound. Novinger left side to Stocks. Ball almost tipped away from Matheny, but right in the hands of Walters. He can't get his shot to go from 8. And it's picked up by Kendall Smith. He'll hand it off to Thrasher, who'll dribble it across the half court line. He gets it to Stonebrenner. Right side, back to Thrasher between the circles. Try to get in the corner for Daniel. It's picked away by Matheny. And he gives it up ahead to Stocks. Stocks right wing inside to Morlock. And a foul before Morlock can even move with the ball. They're going to give the foul to Kendall Smith. Second foul on Smith and third on North Shelby, and it looks like Dalton Metis will come in replacing Smith. Stocks tries to pass the ball inside, tipped away and back by John Stonebrenner, and controlled by, looks like Daniel, gives it to Thrasher. He'll bring it up to left side for Daniel to Thrasher, swings it around to Metis. Back out top to Thrasher. To Metis again on the right side. Between the circles to for Thrasher now. Into Stonebrenner. Metis thinks about a three. Now to the corner for Orr. He'll drive, gives it to Stonebrenner. Back out to the corner, to the other corner for Metis. And Stonebrenner takes a shot from the free throw line. High arcing shot, but he gets it to fall. And North Shelby goes ahead. Stocks. Pass to the left wing for Walters. He looks for a three and then drives to the basket, but he's called for the travel. And it's back in the way of the North Shelby Raiders. Thrasher to left side for Daniel. Back to Thrasher. He'll drive, hands it out to Orr in the corner to Metis. Metis for three. No good, but the rebound. The rebound chased down by John Stonebrenner away from the ball. There's a foul by Seth Walters. That's going to be his third in the first quarter. And Novinger has 16 fouls. 1:13 left in the first. 10-8 the lead for North Shelby. Long pass out from Thrasher to Stonebrenner. And he hands it back to Thrasher, who comes to get the ball. Gives it to Metis. Into the corner for Orr. Tries to find Metis inside. And he steps out of bounds trying to save the pass back in. So it's back the way of the Wildcats. Stocks to Novinger. Back to Stocks to Walters in the corner. He'll drive the baseline. Now out top to Stocks to Novinger on the other baseline, and he puts in the 12-footer. Thrasher will dribble it in for, or dribble it up for the Raiders. Left side for Daniel. Back to Thrasher. He'll try a three from near the top of the key. It bounces out. Stonebrenner with the rebound. His shot, no good. Can't hit the backboard. And Stocks away with the rebound for Novinder. Stocks, couple of steps and a dribble through the defense and puts up an underhanded roller. It goes in. Thrasher inside to Stoneburner. Back out to Daniel the Thrasher. He'll drive back out to Stoneburner. He drives against Morlock. Puts up a backward shot. No good, but Morlock picks up the foul. That's going to be the seventh on Nominator, first on Morlock, and John Stoneburner will try to convert two free throws from the free throw line. He puts the first one in. Second shot by the junior, and it's up and in. Walters inbounds for Novinder. Gets it into Stocks. Stocks up the right side. He drives to the basket, makes some space, and puts it in. And as the quarter expires, Novinder now with a 14-12 lead over the North Shelby Raiders. If you didn't catch any of the first three games of the night, the first one was a girls matchup between Novinder and Atlanta. Novinder took that one 57-25. The next game was a boys consolation semifinal between Atlanta and Canton JV. Atlanta came out victorious 82-35. And the last game was a girls championship semifinal between Knox and North Shelby. And Knox took that one 55-29. So, it's going to be Knox and Marion County girls for the championship, and this game will decide who plays Marion County boys for that same title. So far, it's been Novinder in Novinder's favor. They lead it 14-12 after the first quarter. And Thrasher gets the inbound pass. Right side for Metis. Into the corner for Orr. Back out to Thrasher up top. Inside to Stoneburner. To Daniel, left wing. To Metis on the left baseline. Back out to Daniel. To Thrasher near half court. To Orr, now right wing. Into Metis. Back out to Orr. Thinks about a shot, now shovels it off to Thrasher. Now gets it into Daniel. To Stoneburner at the free throw line. Thrasher will release another three, no good, and Morlock tracks down the rebound for Novinder. Gives it off to Stocks, now to Walters. He drives, tries to get a pass back out to Stocks, and it's poked away by Daniel, but in the ensuing battle, Alex Thrasher is going to pick up a foul. That'll be his second, North Shelby's team fourth. Inbounds pass by Jonathan Novinder. Kicked away and out of bounds by Thrasher. Second time, he gets it into Stocks. Stocks to Novinder in the corner. Thought about a shot, now back out to Stocks on the wing. Stocks, one dribble, and puts up a shot, no good, and Stoneburner away with the rebound. Hovering across the half court line to Daniel on the left side. Back to Thrasher. To Metis, right side now. He'll dribble it back out and give it back to Thrasher. Now to Metis. He'll drive the baseline, put up a shot, hits the bottom of the backboard, but the rebound comes down right off of Matheny's hands and out of bounds. Stoneburner inbounds to Daniel. Gets it back to the corner for Stoneburner. And he's a little bit too far out there, stepping on the sideline. And the out-of-bounds gives it back to Novinder. Stocks dribbles it up. Right wing now. Cross-court pass for Walters. Back to Stocks in the corner. He drives and shovels it off to Novinder. And another shot from the baseline for Jonathan Novinder. 16-12 now the lead for Novinder. Thrasher to Stoneburner. Back out into the corner for Metis. Stoneburner from the free throw line. His shot's altered by Walters, and it goes the other way for Novinder on the rebound. Walters on the left wing. gets it to Matheny at the high post. Now back out to Stocks. To Novender in the corner. Finds Morlock inside. And Morlock commits the travel trying to get a post move off. So it goes back the way of the Raiders. And finally, Coach Stocks of the Wildcats replaces Walters, who was playing with three fouls. Gets Chaz White in the game as Metis has it right side. Now to Stoneburn in the corner. Back out to Thrasher. Swings it all the way around to Metis left baseline, and he puts up a runner up and in. Jonathan Nader inbounds it to Stocks. Stocks dribbles the baseline back out to Morlock. And Morlock a couple of dribbles and a couple of steps into the basket. Can't get a little runner to go. And Metis away with the rebound. Hands it back out to Thrasher. Thrasher left side now in left corner for Stonebutter. And Stonebutter puts up a contested three and it goes in. Stocks cross court to Novinger. To Matheny at the high post. He'll take one dribble and put up a shot that rolls around, hits the backboard, rolls around again, and finally falls out. They'll charge Metis with the foul, and it looks like Matheny will get two chances from the free throw line. And he rattles the first one in. Nick Snyder now into the game for Novinger for the first time. He replaces Morlock. Matheny connects on the second. Four now inbounds it to Daniels. Up ahead to Metis. Inside to Alex Thrasher and a high shot off the backboard and in. Stocks dribbles right side. Into Novinder in the corner, back out to Stocks. Again to Novinder in the corner. To Stocks, out right wing, and he dumps the three ball home. Thrasher, right side now for Metis. Back out to Thrasher. In high post for Orr, and he nearly gets a pick and taken away, but gives it over to Daniel. Into the corner now for Stoneburner. Back out between the circles for Thrasher to Metis. He'll drive, gives it back out top to Thrasher. Thrasher drives to the basket, puts up a shot off the glass and in right over the head of Matthew Matheny. Stocks now dribbling left side. Up top for Matheny, who gets it back to Stocks. He dribbles it between the circles. Now right side for Stocks. Finally makes a little bit of a move. Gets it back out top to Novinger. Back to Stocks in the corner. And to Novinger. Back to Stocks. Top of the key. Thought about a shot. Now gets it to Chaz White in the corner. Lob pass to Nick Snyder off the mark. And it's picked away by Dalton Metis. Gives it off to Thrasher. Thrasher to Daniel. Back out to Stoneburner. To Thrasher up top. To Stoneburner left wing finds a cutting Michael Orr. His shot's a little bit flat and a little bit short. Can't get it to fall. And Stocks comes back the other way with it for Novinger. Drives the lane back outside to White. White to Stocks. Can't get this three to fall from the left wing. And rebound away with it is Stoneburner. Hands it off to Thrasher. Thrasher left side for Daniel. Back to Thrasher. And in the process of getting it on the baseline to Stoneburner, travel called on Alex Thrasher. Back in the game for Novinger are Walters and Morlock. Stocks into the corner for Novinger. Another baseline shot. This one misses everything. Walters with the rebound, and he ducks around a jumping John Stoneburner and puts it up and in. Thrasher will dribble it up for the Raiders. Inside to Orr. Tometis back out top to Thrasher. Tometis in the right corner. Back to Thrasher. Left side now for Daniel. To John Stoneburner in the corner. To Orr. Shot blocked by Morlock and recovered by Navinder. Gives it up ahead to Walters. And John Stoneburner tried to pick the ball away from Walters and is called for the reach-in. So first foul on Stoneburner, 16th foul on North Shelby. Both teams now in the bonus. With 1:52 remaining in the half, Navinder leads it 23-21. Inbounds pass comes to Walters, now left side for Stocks. Stocks to Walters. Now out into the corner for Navinder. Cross-court pass to Matheny into the lane. Now is Walters. He fakes up and passed off in the corner for Navinder. His shot once again misses everything and chased down by Landon Daniel in the corner. Lucas Daniel, excuse me. And Alex Thrasher, now right side for Metis. Inside to Orr, out to Stoneburner in the corner. He'll try another three. Can't get that one to fall. And Morlock away with the rebound for Navinder. To Walters, inside now to Matheny, and he's called for a travel on the takeoff. Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher. Thrasher, left side for Daniel. Into Thrasher. Now in the right corner for Metis. Metis faked a shot up, but couldn't take a dribble in time, and it's called for the travel. Jonathan Navinder inbounds to Stocks. Stocks will dribble it across half court for the Wildcats. Stocks, left side searches for a person, finally finds Walters, back to Stocks, into the lane, and now Navinder in the corner, can't get a shot to fall. Walters away with the rebound, and fakes John Stoneburner up. Stoneburner comes back down, and Walters puts it up and in. Stoneburner now with it, to Metis in the corner, to Thrasher. Thrasher for three at the buzzer, and it just hits the front of Remen, bounces out. 25-21, the lead in this very fast first half. And Navinder goes into halftime, leading by four. Have some halftime scores from you, for you from this boys' championship semifinal between Navinder and North Shelby. Navinder leads it at this point 25-21. First for the trailing Raiders, John Stoneburner has 9, Alex Thrasher has 4, Lucas Daniel has 3, Dalton Metis and Kendall Smith each have 2, and Michael Orr has 1. And for the Navinder Wildcats, Trevor Stocks has 10, Seth Walters has 7, Jonathan Navinder has 4, and Matthew Matheny and Nick Snyder each have 2. Well, it looks like it's about 6.5 minutes till second half action here at this championship semifinal in the Berkshire tournament. And it looks like we're about ready to get started in the second half of this boys' championship semifinal between Navinder and North Shelby. So far, it's been mostly Navinder as they lead 25-21, but North Shelby will try to turn it around in the second half. The big advantage I see with North Shelby is they have Seth Walters, Navinder's leading scorer, in extreme foul trouble. He's got 3, picked up 3 in the first quarter, and therefore, if they take the ball at him, might get him out of the game and stop the Navinder offensive strike. It's going to be the Wildcats ball out of the break. Inbounds comes to Jonathan Navader. He'll dribble it across. Left side now for Walters. He drives on the baseline. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. And this time he's fouled. Still can't convert, but goes to the free throw line for two. Another foul here on Kendall Smith, his third, and North Shelby's team first of the second half. Walter's first free throw rattles out. He hits the second one. Orr gets it into Thrasher, up ahead to Daniel. Back to Thrasher. Left side for Stonebrenner. He drives against Matheny, and they'll call a charge on Stonebrenner. Maybe a little bit of gray area there, but he picks up his second foul, second on North Shelby. Back the way of the Wildcats comes Walters. Back across to Matheny. He can't connect from the free throw line, and Daniel comes away with the rebound. Finally ends up in the hands of Thrasher. He'll bring it across half court. Drives to the right side. Now up top for Stonebrenner. Into the lane for Orr. He turns around, shot blocked by Morlock. And recovered by Jonathan Navager. Gets it ahead to Stocks. Stocks drives all the way to the right baseline. And pulls it back out. Drives again. And this time gets a cross-court pass to Walters. Walters drives into the lane, hopping and skipping. And maybe took one too many steps. Gets called for the travel. Back into the game for North Shelby, Dalton Metis, replacing Orr. And Thrasher will dribble it up, gets it to Kendall Smith at the free throw line. Back out to Thrasher. Swings it left side for Daniel. To Thrasher, he'll drive, hands it off to Kendall Smith. And Smith puts up an easy shot off the glass and in. Walters, left side, now dribbles around. Can't hit a shot from the free throw line. And Morlock with the rebound. His shot pops out the same way. And rebound by Kendall Smith. Gets it over to Stonebrenner. Hands it off to Thrasher now. Left side for Daniel. He'll take a three. And it bounces around. Looks like it would go in and out. And Morlock with the rebound gets it ahead to Walters. Walters trying to drive to the basket, has his pass picked away by Stonebrenner, out to Daniel, back to Thrasher now, and he'll dribble across the half. Right side for Metis, back out to Thrasher, swings it around to Daniel, into the corner for John Stonebrenner, finds a cutting Daniel, back out to Stonebrenner, he'll drive into the basket. And got a little bit tripped up. They'll call him for the travel. And it goes back to the Wildcats. Walters to Navager. To Matheny. Back out to Walters. To Navager in the corner. Gets it inside to Morlock. And Morlock can't convert from the blocks. And the rebound goes to Stonebrenner. Stonebrenner passes it back out to Thrasher. Right side now for Metis, inside to Kendall Smith. To Stonebrenner, out to Metis. Tries to get inside to Smith, picked away by Walters. Walters drives out in the corner for Stocks. Cross court to the wing for Navager. And he also travels on the takeoff. Neither team has been very good on their fundamentals here in the second half. And a timeout by Coach Stock of Navager. 5:02 left in the third quarter. 26-23 now, the Navager Wildcat lead over the North Shelby Raiders. And it looks like Coach Klusmeyer of North Shelby is really lighting into his players. Both teams have been playing uninspired ball here so far in the second half. And they have not been rewarded with any sort of shots whatsoever. Both teams dead cold from the floor. Stonebrenner will inbound to Thrasher, who will try to reverse that situation. Brings it up over the half-court line. Gives it off to Daniel. Inside the Kendall Smith. Tries to find a cutting Metis, and it's off off of Jonathan Novinger and out of bounds. Thrasher will inbound under their own basket. Thrasher, long pass back to Stoneburner. Tip pass to Metis into the corner now for Thrasher. And he drives into the lane. Knocks over Ben Morlock. No, they're going to catch Matthew Matheny with a reach-in. Two on him. First foul on Novinger of the second half. Inbound pass comes to Metis in the corner. Back out to Stoneburner. He'll hand off to Thrasher up top. He drives now back out to Stoneburner. Into the corner for Metis. And back out top to Stoneburner. Passes to Kendall Smith at the top of the key. Swings it over to Thrasher in the right corner. He'll drive baseline, creates some space, and puts it up off the glass and in. Walters brings it up for the Wildcats. He'll drive the lane and puts up a contested shot over Stoneburner and Smith and gets it to fall. Thrasher, left side now for Daniel. Back to Thrasher. Thrasher passes to Daniel to Stoneburn in the corner. To Kendall Smith at the high post. And as he's driving, there's a reach-in. Foul's going to go against Ben Morlock. I think that's his second team foul on Novinger of the half. Thrasher gets the inbound to Metis in the corner. Metis pass back to Thrasher, goes through his legs, and it's tied up between Matthew Matheny and Kendall Smith. Alternating possession gives it back to the Raiders. Thrasher into the corner for Daniel. Back into Thrasher. Hands out to Metis. Three-pointer from the top of the key, rattles out, and rebound by Stocks of Novinger. Stocks drives up the right side, closely guarded by Thrasher. Left side now for Walters. Walters to Novinger for three on the right side. It's no good, and a contested rebound comes down to Matheny. Swings it all the way back around to Novinger on the right side again. Now Novinger drives the lane, gives it to Walters, and he puts up a little shot with his right hand, and it falls through. Thrasher dribbling at half court. Gives it off to Stoneburner. Stoneburner now swing pass to Metis in the corner. Metis' three is short. Rebounded by Matheny of Novinger. Gets it ahead to Walters. Walters dribbles left wing. To the high post for Matheny. Right side now for Jonathan Novinger. Back to the high post for Matthew Matheny. And the Novinger in the corner. To Matheny again. To Walters this time on the baseline. And he puts out a shot with the right hand that bounced off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and in. Thrasher looks to drive. Now gets it back out to Daniel, to Stoneburner, to Thrasher. Into Smith. Poked away back to Metis. And Thrasher to Daniel now on the left side. Gets it to a cutting John Stoneburner to Daniel. He'll drive. Pass back out to Thrasher. And Metis tries to get it inside to Kendall Smith, pulled away by Walters. And he gets it over to Stocks. No, Alex Thrasher cuts in front. They're going to call a reach-in on Stocks. That's just the first foul on Stocks. Third team foul on Novinger of the second half. And Coach Josh Klusmeyer of North Shelby wants a timeout. 32-25, the lead for the Novinger Wildcats over the North Shelby Raiders. 1:47 left in the third quarter. coming out of the timeout, it's going to be North Shelby Raider basketball as they try to get something going against Novender's zone defense. Thrasher will inbound, gets it into Stoneburner, immediate pass back to Thrasher, and he'll dribble it across the half-court line. He's off to Daniel, left side. Finds a cutting Thrasher. Now out to Metis in the corner, back to Daniel. He'll drive, take a shot from the free throw line. It won't fall, and Walters away with the rebound. Walters to Novender in the corner, back to Walters. He looks for Morlock inside. Morlock moves to the basket, can't finish with the left hand, and rebound by Michael Orr. To Thrasher, and Thrasher looks to pass to Daniel, but hesitates a little bit, then picks it up and puts it back down. Calls for the double dribble. So back the way of the Novender Wildcats. Walters now for the Wildcats. Dribbles to the right side, can't find anybody. Stocks gets rolled on the left on at the top of the key as Walters drives in and airballs a shot on the baseline. And back the other way come the Raiders. Daniel to Orr in the corner. Tries to get it back out to Thrasher, and the ball's kicked out of bounds by Trevor Sox. 45 seconds left, third quarter, and North Shelby has the basketball. Thrasher to Stoneburner, back to Thrasher. He'll dribble it between the circles. Right side now for Orr. Orr, flip pass to Kendall Smith, up off the backboard, no good. And his second shot attempt is partially blocked by Walters, but they're going to call him for the reach-in. No, they're going to give the foul to Morlock. Morlock has three now, and Novenders has four team fouls. Kendall Smith from the free throw line. First one rolls around and in. Chaz White into the game now, replacing Morlock for Novender. And it looks like Seth Walters is receiving some medical attention, maybe over on the Novender bench. He was pulled from the game instead of Morlock, as Kendall Smith puts the second one in as well. Novender gets it into Stocks. Dribbling in the backcourt. Couldn't get it across there for a minute, and well, almost picked away. Now it is picked away by Kendall Smith. Tries to get it up ahead to Thrasher. Morlock recovers for Novender and takes it to Stocks. Stocks drives all the way to the block and is fouled on the reach-in by Alex Thrasher. That's Thrasher's third. And North Shelby's third of the second half. Novender on the inbounds play gets it to Jonathan Novender, and he misses a 3-point shot. Lucas Daniel comes away with it on the 3-point arc, drives all the way down, and is finally caught at the basket by, it's going to be Novender, but Novender commits the foul, so Daniel will go to the line for two shots. Can't hit the first. 3.8 seconds left in the quarter. And Daniel looks to convert on the second of a pair of free throws. He puts the second one in. Walters will inbound. Gets it into Stocks. And Stocks' last second shot. Probably double dribbled before it, but he puts it up, and it barely even ticks the backboard. So, going into the fourth quarter, Novender holds a slim 4-point lead over the North Shelby Raiders, 32-28. It'll be Novinger's ball out of the quarter break on the possession arrow. And Jonathan Novinger will throw it in for the Wildcats. He's going to give it to Walters on the inbound, and Walters will dribble across half court. Pass right side now for Stocks. Stocks outlets it back out to Walters, gives it to Novinger now. To Walters, jumps into the lane for a shot. It rims out, but before the shot, there's a foul called on Matthew Matheny. I think that's going to be his third. It was an illegal screen call. Novinger's 16th out of the half. So North Shelby will be in the bonus for the almost the entire fourth quarter. Daniel now to Thrasher. Thrasher hands it off to John Stoneburner right side. Gives it back to Thrasher between the circles. To Stoneburner inside to Orr. Back out to Stoneburner. He'll try a three. It rattles out and rebound comes to Morlock of Novinger. Gives it to Stocks. He drives up right side. Gives it back over to Walters. And Lucas Daniel gets a little overzealous on defense there and gets called for the reach. So first foul on Daniel and fourth foul on North Shelby. A three-point attempt from the left wing for Stocks. Away with the rebound comes Kendall Smith and gives it off to Thrasher. Thrasher back out to Stoneburner. Stoneburner dribbles up top. Now left side for Daniel. Back out to Stoneburner. Hands it off to Thrasher. To Daniel right along the left side. Inside to Orr. Back out to Thrasher. Thrasher drives the lane. His shot off the backboard won't go. And Walters comes away with a rebound. Walters dribbles left side now. Finds Jonathan Novinger in the corner. Back to Walters up top. Back down to Novinger in the corner. He'll try a three. It won't go, but rebound by Matheny. Matheny puts up a little runner. It won't go either for him. And finally, Morlock comes up with it. Can't hit the shot there. John Stoneburner looked like he had the rebound taken away by Walters, and both of them fell on the floor. Walters kept his dribble, and finally a timeout by Coach Shane Stocks of Novinger. So with 6:12 left in the fourth quarter, 32-28, still the lead for the Novinger Wildcats, as Metis checks back in the ballgame for North Shelby. And it will be Jonathan Novinger inbounding the ball under the Wildcats basket. Gets it into Morlock in the corner to Stocks. Stocks back out to Novinger in the corner. Looks inside for Walters. Poked away by Orr, but recovered by Matheny. Stocks now driving the right side, and he drives all the way to the baseline, steps on the baseline, and out of bounds. So it's going to be no Shelby ball. John Stoneburner inbounds to Thrasher. Gets it to Kendall Smith back in the game. And over to Daniel in the corner. Finds a cutting Orr. And Orr tied up by Stocks. But the ball stays with the Raiders on the alternating possession. Thrasher finds Stoneburner on the inbound. Little runner for him, won't go. Ball rebounded by Kendall Smith, and he can't finish twice in a row, but Orr finally comes up with the rebound and puts it off the glass and in for the Raiders. Two-point ball game now as Walter catches in the right corner. He'll drive the lane. Wait on Stoneburner to go up. And Walters puts it up and in. Thrasher now into the lane on the other end. Shot blocked, but Orr is there for the rebound and puts it up off the glass and in. Stocks dribbling up. Loses a hold of it, but then gets it back. Pass it left side for Walters. Walters inside the Moorlock. Working against Stoneburner and up and over John Stoneburner for the two. Thrasher now. Left side for Daniel. Tries to get inside the Orr, and it's poked away and out of bounds. No. Poked away by Matheny, but they're going to call it out of bounds on Daniel and going back the other way. Smith comes out of the game. Met us back in for the Raiders. And Stocks dribbles it slowly up the court for Navager, wasting a little time off the clock. And he goes left side, now back right to Seth Walters. He springs into the lane, puts up a 4-foot shot, and it falls in. 6-point lead for Navager as Metis catches on the right side. Now outlet to Stoneburner. To Daniel in the corner, back to Stoneburner. He can't get a shot to fall. And coming in on the rebound is Metis, but he fouls Seth Walters. So Metis picks up his second foul, fifth on North Shelby, as Kendall Smith checks back into the game for the Raiders. And it'll be Walters inbounding to Stocks. Stocks drives right side. And it looks like pretty straight up defense by Alex Thrasher, but they're going to call him with the bump on Stocks. And fourth foul on Thrasher. So it'll be, and sixth foul on North Shelby, bonus for them from now on. Not a pat inbound goes to Navager, gives it off to Walters. He can't hit a shot from about 6 feet on the right side. And on the ensuing rebound, Landon Daniel commits the travel at half court. So with 3:41 left, Navager leads at 38-32, and they have the ball. Stocks. Inbound pass right to John Stoneburner. Stoneburner drives all the way down the lane and can't finish the shot. But he is fouled by Walters. Fourth foul on Walters. And Stoneburner will go to the line for two. Walters went down, but Stoneburner looks like he's hurting as well. And 17 fouls now for Navager. Stoneburner misses his first free throw of the tournament as it rattles out to the left side. And he hits the second. Stocks to Walters. Back to Stocks. And Stocks gets across half court, guarded closely by Stoneburner. Stocks hands it out to Moorlock. Gets it inside to Walters. Walters can't convert from point blank range. And finally recovered by John Thumber. He puts up a crazy shot off the backboard. After a fight for the ball bounces off two North Shelby players, two Navager players, and finally recovered by Navager of Navager, and he travels. And the crowd, several going each way on that one. Pass stolen away by Navager. And up ahead to Stocks. Stocks finishes from the right side, and John Stoneburner fouls him. So it's going to be the third foul on Stoneburner, and seventh on North Shelley, and Stocks will try to complete the three-point play. Lucas Daniel out of the game for North Shelby, and Metis back in. 7-point lead for the Wildcats. And Stocks can't hit the free throw. Outlet to Thrasher. Puts it to Stoneburner. Thinks about three now. Left side for Metis. Inside to Orr. Back out to Kendall Smith. And Smith dribbles across the lane and picks it up and puts it back down. So he'll be called for the double dribble. Inbounds comes to Stocks for Navager. Stocks driving to the hole. And he lays it up and in. Inbound comes to Stonebrenner, back the other way for North Shelby. To Thrasher driving lane, and there's a reach in called at the top of the key. Foul's going to go on Jonathan Novinder. That's his fourth. And 18 foul on Novinder. So 1-1 for Alex Thrasher. Thrasher can't convert on the first. Matheny away with the rebound and gives it to Walters. Walters up ahead to Novinder in the corner. Back out to Walters. To Stocks right side. Thought about a three. Now pass back out to Walters. Now closely guarded by Michael Orr. And Walters again with it up top. Ball almost picked away by Orr. Walters now to Matheny, back out to Stocks. And looks like Alex Thrasher is going to foul out. It looks like Thrasher just kind of kicked his foot out in the air, but they're going to call a foul on it. Fifth on Thrasher, so he'll watch the rest of the game from the bench. Eighth on North Shelby as Stocks heads the free throw line for a 1-1. Stocks rolls the first one around and in. And a 10-point lead now for the Wildcats. And Stocks can't hit the second. A rebound by Orr up ahead to Metis. Metis drives the basket. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And rebound by Matheny. Gives it off to Stocks. Stocks picked up by Daniel over half court. And Stocks drives and then pulls it back out. Now it'll drive again. And once again, pulls it back out. And Stocks dribbles around, closely guarded by Daniel. And Daniel gets the 5-second call. So Stonebrenner will inbound to Lucas Daniel. Back to Stonebrenner on the right side. To Daniel up top. Gives it off to Metis. To Orr in the corner. Back to Metis. He'll try a three, blocked by Stocks, but they'll call a foul. And Metis to this line for three shots. Second foul on Trevor Stocks. And 19th foul for Novinder. 120 left, 43-33, the Wildcats lead. First shot up and good for Metis. And Metis hits the second. He looks to make it a 7-point ball game. And he puts the third one in. Pressed now by North Shelby. Walters inbounds to Stocks. Back to Walters. Back to Stocks. Over half court to Matheny. Now back out to Stocks. And time winding down here. Stocks drives to the basket. Passed off to Morlock. Morlock thought about a shot and then back out to Stocks. To Walters inside. Back out to Morlock. He drives to the basket. And runs into Kendall Smith. Smith is called for the foul. And I think that'll be four on Smith. And Morlock heads the line 4-2. Not really sure why he drives there, trying to stall time off the clock, as he can't hit the first free throw. Morlock's second shot. And he finds his range on this one. Orr up ahead to Daniel. To Stonebrenner. Stonebrenner for three. And it's good. 5-point ball game as Walters finds Novinder on the inbound to Walters. To Matheny now. And Kendall Smith comes out to guard Matheny. Smith fouls out on the reach. 10th foul on North Shelby, so it'll be two shots for Matheny. As Zach Henderson checks in the game for the Raiders. .9 seconds left. 44-39 the lead for the Wildcats. Matheny converts on the first. Still a two-possession ball game. Matheny lines up for the second. And this one is in as well. Or up ahead to Daniel. Cross court to Stoneburner. Stoneburner triple team back to Daniel to Stoneburner. He'll drive in to Orr. Long three from Stoneburner, no good. Henderson away with the rebound. And it's tipped out of bounds by Matheny. 21 seconds left. No, the reverse. Looked like they were going to reverse the call, but now they call a jump ball. And Novinger gets the ball back with 20 seconds left in the game. Walters now can't get it across half court to Matheny. Now to Morlock on the blocks. Morlock shot off the glass, no good. Daniel Stoneburner for three, and it's short, and Fox gets the rebound as the game ends. 46-39, the Novinger Wildcats move on to the championship game, and the North Shelby Raiders fall and will play in the third place game on the early game on Saturday. Well, it's been a long night of basketball here at the Brashear Tournament. Just as a quick recap of the whole night, first game of the night was Novinger Atlanta. Novinger took care of business on the girls' side, 57-25 to advance the consolation game. Atlanta drops to the seventh place game. Next it was up, it was Atlanta and Canton JV. Atlanta took care of business, 82-35, and they advance the consolation. Canton JV falls to the seventh place game. Knox girls beat North Shelby girls 55-29. Knox moves on to the championship, and North Shelby will play Brashear in the third place game. Knox playing Marion County. And this one, 46-39 in favor of Novinger over North Shelby. Novinger will play Marion County in the championship, and North Shelby will play Brashear in the third place game. Well, it's been a fun night here at Brashear. This is Jay Scudder signing off from second round action at the Brashear Tournament.